Welcome back to In Depth for a second and final interview. I have just a wonderful round of guests, a trio of guests in the studio right now. We have Don Vetter, Tyson Falk, and Elisa Caffaretta. And they're going to be talking about various aspects of the 4th Annual Nevada Economic Development Conference. How are you, Don? Let's go to, actually, how are all three of you? Go ahead, answer at the same time.
Great.
We're
thank
great.
You.
Awesome. Very cool.
really
a chorus in the studio.
Not quite the Beach Boys.
We'll get there. But Don, hey, how you doing? You're kind of running the ship a little bit.
You're giving us a little general idea
of what this conference is going to
be
about.
Well, let's start with August 20th through the 22nd.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
The Atlantis Casino. It's 3 days, and it is kind of like, if you want to get in touch really quickly with our new economy in Nevada, and it's, ever since the downturn in 08, 09, we've been on rocket fuel.
We really have been. Yeah, that's what it felt like.
And we're going to be touching on the issues that are fueling us, and also kind of the unintended consequences of that growth. We're going to be talking about housing. And how do we deal
right.
with that?
That's been a huge side effect.
We're going to be talking about workforce issues. I mean, how do we find the new workforce? And then overlaying that workforce issues, now we have legalized cannabis. How does my human resource department deal with that? We have a panel on that.
Right.
Who talks about the Fed versus the state rules. And then we're also going to be talking about new technologies. And that's what Tyson and Elisa are going to be talking about, is this kind of the Bitcoin, blockchain, crypto stuff. And we have a big play east of us on that with a large company coming in and wanting to do that. So these are the kind of touchstones that you could have. And to get all the information, to sign up, you go to www.nvedc.com. It's put on by the Western Nevada Development District. 2 days, tons of speakers. We have some great keynote speakers. Raj Sisodia is talking about conscious capitalism, and he kind of
what a concept.
Well, the concept is it works, and you can make money off it.
Yeah.
Costco, Patagonia,
right?
Whole Foods. They are conscious companies that not only have stakes in the community, but they're making 8 to 9 times more on their bottom line by being that way. And this Raj Sisodia he's written the book on that. Mike Nager is another one of our keynote speakers. He's talking about the new workforce and the new work floor in manufacturing, where your partner is going to be a robot. That's how it's going to work out. Michael Chong, he's out of Vegas, and he tries to find Uber. He calls it Uber Cool, Uber Trends, so you can identify your customer before, you know, it happens. Look at the popularity of Fortnite. Who saw that coming?
No,
nobody.
Not a lot of people.
Boom.
Yeah.
And it's
$1.2 billion in revenue in year one. That game.
Yeah.
And it's a free to download game. It's remarkable.
Remarkable. Yeah. So that's an Uber trend, talking about those. And finally, Peter Kagayama, who is really, I think, in tune with what Reno's going through, is For the Love of Cities. How we've, I think it came out of Midtown. I think it came out of
right.
the millennial X and Y's coming and kind of setting foot in our economy here locally. So those are the things, those are the people you can touch with, if not for your business, for your career. You don't have to go to all 3 days, go to one, pick and choose, www.nvedc.com. And you could also learn about this blockchain, Bitcoin stuff that I need to learn about, because I'm going to go to this session.
And I'll be honest, anything cryptocurrency related just goes right over my head. And I think it goes over a lot of people's heads. So Elisa, I don't know if there's something you can do to...
To help you.
Enlighten us, yeah, basically.
Sure. So one of the reasons Nevada is become such a mecca for blockchain-based tech companies is that Governor Sandoval signed Senator Kiekhoefer's bill in 2017, recognizing blockchain technology is part of the electronic records sort of ecosystem. And so legally, any companies innovating with blockchain technology would be recognized and their products would be protected. And we also said local governments can't tax people using this technology, which was sort of in response to what New York is doing wrong, which is they're putting huge fees and taxes on innovators and they're driving innovation out of their state.
Okay.
Nevada is doing the opposite. So the other thing I would say is blockchain, so the relationship between blockchain and Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies is this. Blockchain basically is a magic database. If you don't have any other understanding of it. It's the technology that creates a magic database. Okay. And when I say magic, I mean mathematical. So for those of us who, you know, said,
to some of us,
when will
magic
I ever use this algebra?
It.
It's magic. So, and the math is cryptography, and there's a lot to it. And we can discuss sort of the basics if you're interested. So Bitcoin is the first form of currency, cryptocurrency, that was based on this magic database, this blockchain technology. And then Ethereum was the next sort of version of this database. And it has its own currency called Ether. And from there, there's, I think, I don't know, thousands and thousands of kinds of currencies. And a lot of those appreciated very quickly, and which is where you ended up with all these 12-year-old millionaires.
in essence, yeah.
Who were in on the Fortnite, you know, boom as well. And a lot of them are poker players. So it's a perfect fit for Nevada. But really what's exciting and what GoEd has been focused on is, I think, in every round of the economic development incentives, we've seen a company coming here using that technology for some innovation in our business space. Okay. So it's a great way to provide security for data and the transfer of value. And we can talk about, maybe Tyson could talk about some of the specific companies he's seen coming here and some of the use cases that
we've
seen.
That would be great, because I'm noticing a lot of these crazy, I mean, Tesla is, I guess, on top of everybody's mind, but there's so many other companies that are kind of setting up shop here in Northern Nevada, or Nevada in general.
Sure. I think that you're starting to see, and it's still early. Obviously, you have the company Blockchains LLC that came out and made, you know, a substantial play out in the Reno Industrial Center. You're starting to see some startups come in, you know, relative to, if we want to talk about sort of the next wave of our economy here, you're seeing some that are in the cannabis space.
Right.
Interestingly enough, blockchain, cryptocurrency, that actually might be a solution that the cannabis companies are looking for, in that it eliminates some of the need for carrying cash necessarily.
Right, and because it's technically, its state has allowed it, federally it's not.
That's right.
Legal, so they can't use credit cards to buy. In most dispensaries,
or banks.
Right?
You can't put your money in a bank.
It's mainly the nexus to the federally backed banks is
okay.
The problem.
So basically it's cash only, but I mean, having blockchain can help with that.
Yeah, so theoretically, a lot of folks are looking into, you create maybe a marijuana crypto, a Nevada marijuana crypto specifically,
wow.
And then you can have... you know, the cash comes in at a centralized location that's sort of backed by the state, and then you allow the wholesalers to move cash really quickly to the retailers, to the tax department, back and forth, instead of literally having armed trucks with guys with tattoos of guys, you know, there's like straight special forces that are,
yeah.
that are, you know, that are moving the cash back and forth, driving from one part of the state to the other. That's a
yeah.
daily occurrence, and it's a safety concern. And certainly that adds to the cost of cannabis generally. So that's just one example of what we're looking at. You talk about conscious capitalism. I think you trying to establish a value to something that's otherwise fairly intrinsic is hard to define. Things like renewable energy credits, right? That you can buy from somebody that's not even producing energy that you use, but the fact that they're producing renewable energy somewhere, that's worth some money. And cryptocurrency and blockchain, that's a way to actually establish value to something that we haven't been able to actually mathematically define, or it's been very difficult and time consuming to have an intermediary to actually decide that.
Okay. Yeah. And that's been a kind of a big obstacle, is either bureaucracy or people not wanting to invest in innovations like renewable energy, simply because they're like, we don't know the cost, or it's going to be too expensive.
Right. And if you look at, certainly a big discussion coming up here in this election is question three, which is energy choice,
right.
Moving away from the traditional system that we have here. A lot of folks are pointing to using blockchain is part of a facilitation in that. If you take a step back and you think about having solar panels on your house right now, the option that you have for when you produce it, you're not using it to generate money, is to give it back to the utility. Blockchain, in theory, a lot, and there's a lot of companies that are looking into doing this, is to, again, use blockchain, the trading, the microtransactions, and be able to actually sell power to your neighbor when you're not using it, or buy it from your neighbor when you need it and take advantage of time costs. It's a lot cheaper if you have a time use rate to use energy at night. You can have blockchain as a way now to be able to share those energy credits literally kilowatts back and forth to each other, and then there's a value attached to that. So you're opening up an entirely new subset of the energy industry, I believe, with blockchain. And I think that you're going to really see a lot of companies interested in that, namely because of our renewable energy potential out here.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier, Elisa, that Nevada is kind of ripe for this sort of thing. Is that why renewable energy is a big part of that, or are there any other industries?
I think there's a couple of things. Yes, renewable energies here make the energy applications very enticing. The sort of the positive legislative approach we've taken has made Nevada very attractive. All the things that we've always talked about Nevada, it's a great place to live. We have a great tax structure. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be a low-cost place to live.
Which, again, hopefully this conference can kind of address
some solutions for us. Hopefully we can get some insights on that. Yeah. But it's a great place to be, and it's a there's a growing, I mean, what I'm talking about at the conference is sort of the growing ecosystem support. So there are a lot of support systems in place for people who want to launch businesses here. Mm-hmm. There's startup weekends, there's hackathons, there's entrepreneurial organizations.
You know, network events happening, there's five of a day, it feels like.
Exactly. So yeah, there's a lot of support for people, because if you have a great idea, you have a great idea about renewable energy or about cannabis or about, you know, chemical process or something, but that doesn't mean you're an expert at starting a business. There's a really great supportive system here in Nevada for helping you start your business and grow it up to scale. So that's another thing that makes us very attractive.
And at the conference, we'll be bringing a lot of those people who can help you partner and make this idea happen. I've already written down three things from what you guys are saying. I'm going, wait a minute, I got to look into that.
Wait a minute,
that's a good idea. So, yeah. I mean, I think that's what we're here for in this conference.
Fantastic.
I wanted to just add on to something that you guys touched on briefly. We talk about Fortnite. I think that if Nevada's looking to the future, you might want to take a look at kind of where we are and where we've been. And that's if you look in our majority of our, or a lot of our economy revenue coming in comes from the hospitality industry, stemming from casinos and gaming and gambling. Right. As you guys know, there was a recent Supreme Court decision that overturned the act that prohibited sports betting across the country. We were exempted in, so we've essentially had a monopoly on that industry. That is changing, and it's changing quickly.
Okay.
There's going to be probably seven or eight states that are going to have laws on the books by the end of this year that they're going to start accepting sports bets.
In-game already.
Already.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The other day, the NFL had, in New York Giants, they had in-game sports betting legal.
So,
okay.
That's huge.
Be the place to be when it comes to that anymore.
Or we need to look at the opportunities. And the reason why you see things like in-game is now we have technology that allows that, right? Going back to blockchain, you can verify. It's really important from a regulatory and compliance standpoint that you know how much money is being put in, how much is being put out, and the trust that's needed for that system for these things to be able to take off, that you could trust that you can bet on a fairly small game and get that money back is important. And blockchain is going to be huge in unlocking both in the esports world, online gaming, things like online poker, right? All that's going to eventually move to cryptocurrency backed. I'm positive of it. And so Nevada needs to
be at the forefront of
that's
that.
That's right.
All right. Well, hopefully this conference can help us kind of get on board and
I hope so. I mean, there are five kind of tracks: agribusiness, economic vitality, infrastructure, transportation, manufacturing, and workforce development. Those are kind of the tracks. You can find out all about them at www.nvedc.com. And it also, we have speaking of high tech, our day one field trip is to Switch. You get a behind the scenes tour of Switch, which is the big data center way out east. And then also there'll be a session there on broadband And broadband is right now, that's the new infrastructure. That's the highway that we have to live on now.
Totally.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Well, I think we're about wrapped up. Do you want to remind people when and where again, Don?
August 20th to 22nd. 21st and 22nd, it's at the Atlantis. Great venue. We've all been there. Easy parking. Just walk up the stairs. And then go to nvedc.com. There's a variety of levels. You can just go to 1 day or 2 days. We have special events, and we'll even feed you lunch both days. But I think it's, we talked about all these networking events. This is kind of a one-stop shop so you can catch the wave of the new Nevada economy.
Right on. All right. Don Vetter, Tyson Falk, and Elisa Caffaretta, thanks a lot for coming in and talking about this. This is really interesting.
Thanks
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.